Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the book of Proverbs today. So if you find the Psalms about in the middle of the Bible, turn right and next is Proverbs. Proverbs 10. I will be reading this proverb, possibly stopping for some devotional comments at the end, make some applicational thoughts, and then close in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do this right along with me, and then maybe spend some extra time reading back through this proverb and considering its application for your life today. Father, thank you for your word, and thank you so much for the wisdom found in Proverbs. And Lord, this was from a man, Solomon, who was the wisest man on earth and yet made some very foolish mistakes. Gives me hope, Father. Help me to apply this to my life today. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs 10, it says, the Proverbs of Solomon. The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son brings grief to his mother. Ill-gotten treasures have no lasting value, but righteousness delivers from death. The Lord does not let the righteous go hungry, but he thwarts the craving of the wicked. Lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. Just a reminder here about the Proverbs. These Proverbs are also usually short, pithy sayings. They are full of wisdom, but they are poetry too. They're in the poetry section here in Scripture, meaning that even though they may make a statement about poverty or wealth or hard work or blessings that come if you do this or so on, that doesn't mean it happens every way that time. It's not meant to mean that, but it is meant to mean these are the principles. This is the way it typically happens. This is the way that you live by wisdom, even if it doesn't turn out the way you want it right now. Okay? Verse 5, he who gathers crops in summer is a prudent son, but he who sleeps during harvest is a disgraceful son. Blessings crown the head of the righteous, but violence overwhelms the mouth of the wicked. The name of the righteous is used in blessings, but the name of the wicked will rot. The wise in heart accept commands, but a chattering fool comes to ruin. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever takes crooked paths will be found out. Whoever winks maliciously causes grief, and a chattering fool comes to ruin. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. Hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers all wrongs. Wisdom is found in the lips of the discerning, but a rod is for the back of one who has no sense. The wise store up knowledge, but the mouth of a fool invites ruin. Lots. Of course, in Proverbs all through, and here in 10, you have lots about the tongue and about the foolish tongue and how destructive it is. Verse 15, the wealth of the rich is their fortified city, but poverty is the ruin of the poor. The wages of the righteous is life, but the earnings of the wicked are sin and death. Whoever heeds discipline shows the way to life, but whoever ignores correction leads others away. Whoever conceals hatred with lying lips and spreads slander is a fool. Sin is not ended by multiplying words, but the prudent hold their tongues. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver, but the heart of the wicked is of little value. The lips of the righteous nourish many, but fools die for lack of sense. The blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it. A fool finds pleasure in wicked schemes, but a person of understanding delights in wisdom. What the wicked dread will overtake them, what the righteous desire will be granted. When the storm has swept by, the wicked are gone, but the righteous stand firm forever. As vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so are sluggards to those who send them. The fear of the Lord adds length to life, but the years of the wicked are cut short. The prospect of the righteous is joy, but the hopes of the wicked come to nothing. The way of the Lord is a refuge for the blameless, but it is the ruin of those who do evil. The righteous will never be uprooted, but the wicked will not remain in the land. From the mouth of the righteous comes the fruit of wisdom, but a perverse tongue will be silenced. The lips of the righteous know what finds favor, but the mouth of the wicked only what is perverse. That is the end of Proverbs 10 and the end of our reading for today. What is it that caught your attention? There's many words of wisdom here. Again, don't get caught up by the fact that it may not always work out the way you think it should. If it doesn't work out that way now, it will work out that way later in God's justice and his timing. But the key is to live according to wisdom. It tells you what a wise person is. It tells you what a fool does. Here's what stuck out to me. Verse 19. Sin is not ended by multiplying words, but the prudent hold their tongues. This is something I have tried to apply all of my life and need to continue to work on. Sometimes I get accused, you know, of not saying enough or talking when I should. But one of the things I really ask God for wisdom on is when to speak. I find that when people just speak and speak and speak, whatever they're thinking, there's lots of sin involved in that, as the scriptures say. But it's prudent, it's wise to hold our tongues, to say what is needed, when it is needed, to whom it is needed, the way that is needed to be said, in a way that honors God. That's what I'm going to focus on again today as my application. What about you? Father, thank you for your word, and thank you so much for the wisdom that's here in Proverbs. Father, I want to be dedicated again today to hold my tongue, but to only say what needs to be said, when it needs to be said, how it needs to be said, to whom it needs to be said, in a way that honors you. May you be glorified by my talking, and even not talking, today. In Jesus' name,